CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Chinese President Hu Jintao has arrived in France for the G20 summit. Before his arrival, Hu Jintao said the group of 20 should give top priority to maintaining economic growth. Wang Yizhou, Vice President of the School of International Relations in Peking University, echoes Hu Jintao's remarks. He says the upcoming G20 summit should properly cope with Europe's sovereign debt issue.
The summit will focus on how to prevent the world economy from slipping into a double deep recession and how to prevent the European debt crisis from spreading to other regions.
The G20 summit will be held on Thursday and Friday in Cannes. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is meeting with French and German leaders in France to talk about the proposed Greek referendum on the new EU aid package. Greece's cabinet has given unanimous approval to the referendum, but most people in Greece do not support the austerity deal.
What they are doing is ridiculous. They should have asked the people before they went to the International Monetary Fund and asked them sooner to make the sacrifices, so we would not have had such a big debt now.
Eurozone leaders agreed last week on a deal that pledged a 100 billion euro loan and a 50% write-off of Greece's debt. In related news, China says it hopes the European Union will use positive measures to combat Europe's sovereign debt problems. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei's comment comes after Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou said a recent European bailout deal will be put to a referendum early next year. Hong says China hopes the EU will work with the international community to overcome current economic obstacles so as to stabilize international financial markets and restore global economic growth. The Chinese ambassador to Libya, Wang Wangsheng, says China will do its best to offer help in Libya's reconstruction. Ambassador Wang says the Chinese government hopes the transitional period in Libya could be smooth.
The Chinese government stands with the international community on Libya's reconstruction. We will do our best to help Libya both politically and economically. We will study every help request from Libya, and we will reply actively.
Wang also says he is optimistic about the future relations of the two countries. More than 6,000 students from six schools have had their classes canceled after the schools were damaged by a nearby explosion in southwest China's Guizhou province. The blast happened near an expressway ramp, killing at least 8 people and injuring approximately 200. Those injured have been sent to hospitals for surgery. Dr. Xie Li Mei says a few patients are in critical condition.
One of the patients has a brain hemorrhage. The patient's situation is severe. They have lost a great deal of blood, about 2 to 3 liters. So now we are trying our best to save their lives.
The accident happened when two cargo trucks blew up in front of a motor vehicle testing station, about 100 kilometers from Guizhou's capital of Guiyang. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has failed in his appeal against extradition from the UK to Sweden over allegations of rape and sexual assault. Wang Ling has more.
Judges at the High Court in London has decided that a previous ruling in favor of extradition must be upheld. Assange is accused of raping one woman and sexually molesting and coercing another in Stockholm last year. He denies the allegations and says they are politically motivated. For CRI, I'm Wang Ling.
U.S. troops have started pulling out of Iraq in the first stage of their withdrawal from the country. Soldiers at Assad military base in Anbar province waited with packed belongings before being taken by bus to an airstrip and flown out of the country. Jasmine Serrett is one of the soldiers ready to leave.
My most important accomplishment of leaving Iraq is the change that I've seen since my first deployment here. It's good to know that I'm a part of history, and it's good to know that I'm leaving Iraq a more stable country.
The U.S. decision to pull out of Iraq completely by January will effectively end more than 8 years of involvement in the Iraq War. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.